Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, it is Friday, just before 5 p.m. Wall Street time, just before that holiday weekend. So I think it's as good a time as any to be talking about wine. Joining us now to help us do that is David Duncan, CEO of Silver Oak Winery. He joins us on the phone from Napa Valley, California. David, how are things out there in Napa right now?
Good afternoon, Tim. Everything is really nice. We're having a wonderful spring, and it's dry. We're definitely in a dry cycle again, but it's beautiful in Napa.
Yeah, it's always beautiful in California. I can say that as a Californian. And we're going to talk about environment and drought and dryness in a few minutes, but I want to start just by hearing about what the last 14 months have been like for you at Silver Oak Winery, and specifically how Americans drank wine in your wine during the pandemic.
Yeah, it's been really a fascinating, exercise, if you will, from a production standpoint, and being a vintner and making wine, it's all been pretty much normal. We've been growing grapes and making wine, and our teams, we've keeping all of our employees safe and doing everything that we can to deal with the pandemic. From a consumer standpoint, it's been just an amazing change. We focus on selling our wines in restaurants, and as our restaurant partners across the country and really around the world were forced to close, we were worried, frankly, and we found that the consumers, found other ways to purchase wine. And so working with, fine wine shops and all the way the states opened up to allow wine shipping really allowed us to shift our focus and provide the wines into people's glasses where they were. And I think as the restaurants come back, we're really going to see the demand shift again. So
can you talk about those? Talk about the regulatory changes here, because I have this memory of, I grew up on the Central Coast of California, wine country, on the Central Coast wine country. And I have this memory of going to UPS with a case of wine and trying to ship it to a friend of mine in Maine. And this was, 15, 17 years ago. And that they told me I couldn't do that. And I didn't understand why at the time. Take me into the regulatory changes over the last year that has allowed you to ship wine.
Well, 10, 12 years ago, we were only allowed to ship wine into 13 states directly. And that really has to do with the repeal of prohibition, back in the 30s, and how it was given to state control. So each state has its own distribution model. Some states are state controlled. Most states are, you have to sell through a distributor. They call it the three-tier system. So it's producer to distributor to either retailer or restaurant. And so there was a perception really that if you cut out the distributor, they wouldn't make money. And so the distribution would be fighting for their share But I think what really happens is what I call the buying occasion. So, you know, you're probably familiar with different wines that you enjoy. And if you can find them at your fine wine shop, you know, for, say, $50 a bottle, but at a restaurant, that same bottle is $75 a bottle, you're willing to pay that because it's like buying a steak at, you know, at the grocery store and grilling it yourself versus having the same steak, you know, on the menu and prepared and brought out on a clean white plate. You know, so I think there's so that's basically and you know, the producers and really helped to promote the idea, and the states responded that the consumers were there, and with restaurants closed, we needed to be able to sell our product. And so many states, I think we can ship to 45 states now. So, you know, it's changed pretty dramatically, and it'll be interesting to see how that model continues to evolve as we come back out of the pandemic.
David, is that a permanent shift? Because so much, at least, you know, there's so many temporary things that happened during the pandemic, but just in the last 45 seconds that we have, and then we're going to come back with you and talk more. Is that a permanent shift? Do we know?
I don't think we know that yet. I think there's definitely a call for that, and I think the consumer enjoys it. I think we've proved that we're not shipping wine to minors, you know, especially ultra premium wines, and which has always been an argument. I think the landscape has permanently changed. You know, I think some of it will regress, but I think for the most part, we're going to remain in this type of model going forward.
David Duncan, sit tight because we're going to do some news and then come back with a few more minutes from David Duncan, Chief Executive Officer at Silver Oak Winery. He joins us from Napa Valley, California. You can follow Silver Oak on Twitter at Silver Oak.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Let's get right back to it with David Duncan, who's CEO at Silver Oak Winery, joining us now on the phone from Napa Valley, California. David, CEO of four wineries and also a a board member at the Napa Valley Vintners. David, it's great to have you back with us. I want to start by just talking about the physical environment where you are and just what is happening in California and what has been happening throughout my entire lifetime. I mean, I grew up there and it felt like we were always in a drought, and this year seems to be no exception. And I'm wondering, how do you adjust to that as a winemaker?
Well, I mean, it's a complicated issue. And, you know, what's interesting is that in two of the last five winters, we've had absolute record rains. And, you know, our typical rainfall in the Napa Valley is around 33 inches, and we had upwards of 60 inches, you know, in two of those winters. And what that creates is a lot of growth in the forest. And so, you know, and growth means fuel. And then, you know, one of the things that makes Napa and Sonoma such a special place to grow wine grapes is that we get these dry summers, which is important to, you know, the process of growing high quality grapes. And so it's really typical to be dry during the summer. But in this past winter, we only had about 11 or 12 inches of rain. So, you know, we're less than half of normal rainfall. And so, you know, it's dry again. And I think there's many efforts. The Napa Valley Vintners are leading the way. I'm serving on the fire mitigation task force, you know, and we're really working with the public, with the utilities, with CAL FIRE to, you know, try and understand and do what we can to help mitigate these fires. You know, I think if you came and visited Napa Valley right now, I think you'd be hard pressed to really know what happened last year. Mm-hmm. You know, there are places, obviously, that you drive up and you can really see a lot of damage. But in general, you know, the vineyards are fine. The wine grape, you know, the grapevines are fine. It's difficult on the people. And, of course, we were very fortunate that virtually nobody lost their life last year, which, of course, is the main thing for us.
Yeah, but it's not just fires, David. It's also irrigation and making sure you have the resources that you need to grow these grapes. How do you do it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot has changed in technology in grape growing in the last 15 years as we've developed tools to really measure what the grapevine needs. And so I know from our production facilities, which we've rebuilt in the last 10 or 12 years, and in the vineyards, we're probably using, well, I know for a fact that in the vineyards we're using about a third of the water that we would have used, you know, 15 or 20 years ago and prior to that. And because we're able now to measure the uptake of water into the vine and know, you know, we call it precision viticulture. So we really can pinpoint what the vine needs. And frankly, we were overwatering in the old days, creating a lot of unnecessary canopy growth. And so a lot of that's changed. And, you know, we feel very confident that in some of our vineyard properties, we even dry farm or maybe irrigate once or twice a year.
Wow.
And so, you know, I think if this goes into a prolonged drought again and our aquifers get depleted, that will be a different problem. But I think for the 2021 vintage, you know, we're in really good shape.
Do you think the industry faces, though, an existential threat from climate change?
Well, I have my answer to that question is generally that if we can't grow Cabernet in Napa Valley, we're going to have a lot bigger problems on our hands than that, you know? So I think that, there certainly is, you know, it seems warmer, although I can tell you, I just got the data from our vineyard team, yesterday that the, average temperature in Napa Valley in this spring was 10 degrees below the 33-year average. I mean, that is a remarkable thing. It was a cold spring. And we're seeing the vine growth kind of starting off slow. So I don't like to call it global warming. I call it climate change, you know, and it may be actually too cool here, you know.
Wow.
So I think it's a difficult problem. But, you know, as a community, we're farmers and farmers roll with the punches and dealing with Mother Nature's, you know, part of what we got to do and continue to carry on.
One thing that's,
you know,
unique.
You look at what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to point out, you know, unfortunately what happened in France this year was just catastrophic. And that was a freeze. You know, it was two freezes. They had two major freezes in France and has, you know, created absolute havoc for our brethren over there in Bordeaux and Burgundy and other regions of France.
Hey, David, one thing that I wanted to touch on that's unique about Silver Oak is that it's the only North American winery to own its own cooperage, a barrel-making facility. What does that provide you?
Well, you know, the barrel is an important component in winemaking, and for Silver Oak in particular, we use 100% American oak barrels, and for some of our other wine brands, we use French oak, but for Silver Oak, we use American oak barrels, and by owning our own cooperage, we're able to ensure our wood supply. There's an aging process of the wood that actually goes into a barrel. We dry it for 2 years outside before we make it into a barrel. And then the quality aspects of our barrels from what we call the oak. It's called the Oak Cooperage. And if people are interested in that, there's a wonderful website with a lot of explanation because there's making a barrel is like making a piece of furniture. There's a great deal that goes into it, and it's a pretty fascinating process.
I'm curious about trends that you're expecting within your customer base right now. How have American wine drinkers changed?
Well, you know, I think what we're seeing really is, I'd say, a general maturation of taste. And so people are understand value in wine and understand quality. And I think, you know, everybody's always talking about the next generation. We are seeing definitely a trend towards younger people in our tasting rooms, more interest in wine. I just read an article about one of the top three things. I think it was a survey that was done, and one of the top three things of maturity was knowing about wine. And so, you know, people are interested, and you know, I think you see that across the spirits and wine drinking public that, you know, they want to drink better quality wines and enjoy that moment and you know what comes with opening a bottle of wine, which is generally, you know, the conviviality and joy that a great bottle of wine and a meal brings with your friends and family.
All right, David, before we go, I'm going to have you pick your favorite child here. What's your favorite wine that you offer right now? We only have about 15 seconds.
Oh boy. I don't know. Today is my mother's 90th birthday. I think it's going to be a little warm this afternoon. I think we'll be drinking Sauvignon Blanc. But there's nothing that beats a great bottle of Alexander Valley Cab.
All right. Well, happy birthday to your mom. And a big thank you for taking the time and joining us on Bloomberg Business Week. It's David Duncan, CEO at Silver Oak Winery. He joins us from Napa Valley, California.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.